Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to CRS Radio, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. Today we are covering an extensive topic. Does the show name promote racism? I'm joined again with the host of the chat reel, and we are going to get into this topic, but first, we will have a quick commercial and a couple of songs, and we are going to dig deeper in why, as people have asked, why did we change the name from Ariel's Torah Talk to the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat? But we're going to discuss this after this. Stay tuned.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
From author Dr. Denise Gotautis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotautis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
Just as me river kingdom, me no hide the truth from my people. Hey, select I, please give them their reading. Me a say,
the Lord is watching, He's watching on us. In everything we wear song, we must be the Lord. The Lord is watching, He's watching on us. In everything we wear song, we must live in love. We broke up his jaws with hatred. Look at what is happening right from the world. Gebelia Karahia Maladunya. Our Lord is watching to get it. Let us stop tribalism. I say, let us live in love. Nina Kulu Akwana. The Lord is watching. He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love. The Lord is watching, He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love. Gabriela Batakalina Sibu, but the village and in Awara, let us know that we are one flesh, one blood, one country. We are all made in the image of God. Hey, hey. The Lord is watching. He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love. The Lord is watching. He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love.
Whether in bad situation, even good ones, the Lord is there for us, hey. That's why me say, we must live in love. Ma fi da ya le neng neng, wala sa glas. Nina kulu ahit, God Almighty is watching on us.
The Lord is watching, He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love. The Lord is watching, He's watching on us. In every situation, we must live in love.
This is CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. You are listening to the Black Jewish Queen, live chat with Dr. Denise Gotatis.
Yeah, Billy, I'm here. I'm coming back. I'm tuning in again. Billy, you are there with the chat reel. I'm with today's host of the chat reel to address a subject. The subject is, does the show promote racism by the name? And I am joined with host Billy Tappan. He's with the chat reel and Billy with the Motown alumni. The question that I had posed to me by a person on Facebook and private messenger, and I'm glad that they have brought it to my attention. I do not fault them. The atmosphere of, like, everything that's going on in the world is very hostile and very racist atmosphere we are waking up to when we go from country to country, continent to continent. And this person, they posed a question to me, hey, why did Caribbean Radio Show choose the name of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat? And they wanted to know, hey, well, you know, does this promote racism? How would it be if I named my show the White Jewish Queen Live Chat? And I had answered the question. I thanked them for asking that question. And this is a question of a listener. I don't want them to feel singled out or anything. I don't want them to feel any kind of way, because I'm glad that they had the courage to come and to ask this legitimate question, considering the atmosphere and the environment that we are faced with every day when we look at the news media, when we look at some of the things on Facebook with racial things that's happening. But the way I answered this question is, why did we name it the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat? Number one, and Billy, you're chiming in with me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, And, you know, speaking to you about this, there was a number of reasons why this program, it was named the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat from Ariel's Torah Talk. Ariel's Torah Talk, by the way, Ariel, everybody knows me as Dr. Denise Gotadis. Ariel is my Jewish name. That's why the program, it went from Ariel's Torah Talk to the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. Now, from Ariel's Torah Talk, this is a totally different platform. And considering the founder of CRS Radio, she knew that I was Jewish. At the time, I was living in Israel. And she's like, oh, you know, wow, I'm amazed. It's a Black, you know, Jewish person. Why don't we call you? Why don't we, you're a black Jewish queen, you know. And Billy, I don't know about you, coming up, Black women were always referred to as queens. Am I correct, Billy?
You're very right. Yes, you are.
Black women were always considered queens, and they were also called divas, if everybody remember correctly. So, see, well, coming up, I mean, I came up, and I know, Billy, I mean, you're a big older brother to me, but I came up when I was growing up, of course, it was, you know, the 70s and the 80s I was growing up. So, you know, that's what I remember. They used to always consider Black women queens, considering the slave trade and the continent we came from. When Blacks, this is not widely said, when Blacks was taken as slaves from Africa, there's a lot of history going back with Shaka Zulu, the wars, the different African wars. Many of the tribes, they were royal tribes. Many of the men and women, they were kings and queens. That's why you will always hear, for those who don't know, African Americans or Black women or Black men, you know, calling themselves kings or queens, because it's not far from the truth, because a lot of the people that were taken in to the slave trade, it was a lot of kings and queens from the different warring tribes that were taken, and their relatives, they were taken, you know, in that trade during the 1500s and the 1600s. And this is a part of history that people do not know about. But in any event, Dr. Ev, and she's a wonderful person, of the founder of the Caribbean radio show. She thought that the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat would be an awesome name for my program on CRS Radio. So I went from Ariel's Torah Talk to the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. But at the same time, the listener posed the question, why would I get offended if it was called the White Jewish Queen Live Chat? And no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get offended. And this is what I told the person who asked me the question. I said, I wouldn't get offended. Why should I get offended? I would not get offended at anybody of any race, of any creed, anybody from India, if they wanted to call their show the Indian Jewish Queen Live Chat, or Chinese, if you wanted to call your show the Chinese Jewish Queen Live Chat, or the White Jewish Queen Live Chat. Why should I get offended at anything like that? Why should I? And, you know, another reason why the name of this nature is on the show, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat, considering, okay, I'm going to say I'm Jewish, right? But I'm also Black, and you know what? I don't forget that. And considering throughout the world the different things, the different challenges on every continent that the Black people have faced, it's me not being ashamed of the person that I am. That is my skin color, if you haven't noticed. The program is a description of who I am. And I won't apologize to anybody for the brown skin tone that I do have. And yes, my ancestors, they did suffer from a lot of different challenges because of the skin color that I am wearing. No one, no matter if you're white, black, Chinese, I don't care who you are, you should not have to apologize to anybody because of your skin color. You should be satisfied and happy with who you are. No one should be made feel inferior because they have the any appearance that they do. It's the way that God made you. And I don't know, Billy, what it is, but there has been like extra thing of late. And I'm just speaking this from my personal experience. I don't know. I'm seeing other people saying they're having these other personal experiences. I don't know whether it's in divide or conquer stage or whatever have you it could be. But many people feel insulted when someone with my tone, you know, could be happy about just the way they're either looking or they're feeling, or, you know, they're happy about the, you know, hair. I don't know. I've been observing this lately, and I don't know if this is an orchestrated thing or what, but the way I feel, I won't apologize for the way I look, my skin color. I won't apologize for that because that's who God made me to be. And I'm very happy to be the way that I am. I'm satisfied with in my own skin. And it's kind of baffling sometimes if someone is just questioning you. And, you know, it goes, if someone's questioning, like, somebody, let's say, that is white, that if they decide to put braids in their hair, they could put braids in their hair. Why should that offend me? Lately, it's been people getting offended because people choose to put their hair or their nails or something in a different way. If you haven't you noticed that, Billy?
Yeah, and I, for one, is unapologetic. And the reason why I say that is because we owe no apology whatsoever. This is a description from the races and of the elites. They have separated everybody with the color situation. It has nothing to do with anything else other than keeping them in power. The minute you wake up and see exactly what's going on in the world, then you'll have a different perspective that we are all human beings. We are all created from God. We are all one. We are gods and we are goddesses. And we have to accept the fact that's what we are. We got to stop feeding into the nonsense because it's pure ignorance.
Yep.
So we have to understand that color means nothing. That's a separation. They do it all the time to keep you fighting one another. Why they sit back and laugh at us and say, look at these clowns. We got to wake up and do better. So I don't apologize for being any color, and I don't expect any white people to apologize for being white. So that's my position on it.
Yep, I agree. And so this was the most awkwardest question that I had to ask because people, too, I've noticed they're claiming oppression. They're claiming that their group, their set group of people are being pressed down. But I'm just going to say this, and this, a lot of people might not like it, but as far as my experience coming up, as a black girl, a black female, I could say coming up, a lot of the families in the beginning, I'm talking about the good times age, you know, around that time, the 70s and the 80s, a lot of the black families were not given a chance, you know, from where I was in the inner cities. They weren't given a chance with bank loans. They couldn't go out and start their own businesses and everything. And this is not anybody, this is not like regular people's fault. this stuff is orchestrated, just like you said, Billy. But at the same time, go ahead.
No, but see, this is the whole way the system operates. As long as they are throwing you a left curve, they're going to continue to do that because that's going to be a distraction. So they keep on doing what they want to do.
Yep.
And I'm talking once again about the elites. It has nothing to do with anything else. But we have to understand that what they're doing is throwing everything at you while they're doing something on the other side. So this is why the world, and especially the United States, is crumbling as we speak because we're not paying attention to it. We're looking at all the garbage that they're putting out on the media instead of paying attention to our economy and what we're going to do about it. How are we going to survive? And we're too busy fighting. We're not going to be fighting over this situation when everything hits the fan. So we have to remember.
Well, see, the economy, though, the elite has the economy right in the center of their hands. That's why I'm saying that the people are getting, I was just getting ready to address the complaining. Because, to be honest with you, Blacks do have good opportunity right now in the country as well as whites. The more things that we've been seeing, though, is people being gunned down and shot and killed in the street. And this has been unjustly done. Because one image that haven't left my head was the double standard. Because the double standard was with Trayvon Martin. I can't erase that image out of my head. Okay, because I've seen people, and I'm not kidding, on Yahoo and on, the Fox chat rooms, I've seen them making fun of this teenager just going to the store. He was going to the store for something and was walking back home, and a grown man is going to chase him down and do that to him. And I've seen people, that's when the racial divide came. That's when I remembered all of this stuff starting. But at the same time, if people will just look away from Trayvon Martin's skin color and put him as your own skin color, a teenager going to the store and walking back home and some grown man coming up to him, how would you think a teenager would react? And so this is when all of this racial divide came in. It came in also when the Obama administration came in. That's when I noticed things started shifting and changing. And so, see, this is one thing that I'm just going to say. I mean, the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat, I discuss a lot of different things. And it's also awful to where there's a lot of anti-Semitism. I mean, now synagogues have to have security on each door because they are afraid that somebody who is a crazy head is going to come and do something to the people. And, it seems like just not only – it's just like everybody is like this now because of this,
That's what it is. And people have to be wise and smart enough to realize to break away from – this madness, because we will not have a planet, because this is exactly what designed by these entities that are here controlling our government. They want a total breakdown because they want the planet for themselves. Now, I can take you back if you want to really think about being in a situation where change can be made. It was a prime example when they had the integration come in, and they had the police departments really start hiring more minorities. And in the city of Grand Rapids, it really worked really well because the police that we had on our forces were actually – we went to school with these officers. So they knew who the bad people were and who the good people were. And they don't do this today. What they're doing is they're hiring people from out in the country that has never been around people of color. So you got to have them trained by people of color. You can't have somebody just throwing them in a car and saying, go out there and do the job. And they go out there and don't know how to address the situation. This is why all these incidents are happening. It's being promoted that way because there's there's nobody there to look over them and say, hey, you got to learn what their living standards are. You got to look at the whole situation in the inner city. You got to look at all this stuff. So they need to be trained by somebody that is familiar with the community. Because if they're more familiar with the community, they'll find out they're no different than anybody else. You know, it's just that you got to get a chance to know them. And that
and
works perfectly
like,
well. You know, that works perfectly
it's
well.
It's like everybody forgot. It's like
yeah.
everybody forgot. I mean, since Dr. King did the March on Washington and things were okay. I'm talking they were okay in the, let's say, maybe there was the 70s when I seen the Brady Bunch. I mean, everybody wanted to go home and be a part of the Brady Bunch. You
yeah.
know,
well,
it seemed
yeah.
like people could joke. Sanford and Son, Archie Bunker.
Yeah, but you know what?
People could joke.
They're allowing.
Uh-huh.
They're allowing this to happen. We, the people, are allowing this to happen. Talking about this woke situation. No, that's not woke. That's stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're
right?
letting them take your rights away from you little by little, and you're sitting back going along with it. People of the world
mm-hmm.
have got to wake up, because if they don't, they're going to introduce you to the camps. That's their whole plan right now. They're going to annihilate a whole bunch of people. You think all these train rails are an accident? You think that's an accident? No, it's not an accident. All this stuff going into the
yeah.
water, it's not an accident. People have to wake up. And stop listening to this news, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You have to research
right.
yourself, and you have to come together as a whole. Because I'll give you a prime example of coming together. If you go to war and you're fighting against the enemy, I don't care what color you are, you're in a foxhole together, and you're fighting for your country, legitimately.
Right.
So you're going to be
right.
friends at that point in time until you come back here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the separation starts. And the only thing that I have to say about the United States, and I love my country dearly, but they have shammed us and actually lied to us from day one in terms of all these wars and stuff like that. That's why you're seeing a change in the economy. Everybody's taking and going with their own dollar. You got 209 countries that is not dealing with the American dollar. So where does that put us at? You have an administration that is out of touch, you know, with reality. Basically, and they're crashing the system little by little, sending billions and billions of dollars.
Well, you know,
over to
it's just all this 5G stuff too. 5G
yeah,
technology. It's
it
designed to, yeah, it's designed to hurt people. And you know, we have our cell phones. We're comfortably putting them against our ears, and never mention the mines where they're mining things to get these technology on the ground. Little kids are in these mines, pulling up this stuff. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of unseen things going on. And you know, Billy, in my opinion, that's why so much I was talking about Tekken Olam is healing the world, and it takes one person at a time. People, they once they could just grasp that, make up their mind that they're not going to put up with some of the things that's going on, the change is going to start from the people, one person at a time, themselves. And so,
let me implement this. They have two systems that they're dealing with right now. They're dealing with a system of the elites are that they want digital, everything digital, so they can control every aspect of your life. If they don't like the way you look,
yeah.
they can erase your debit. They can erase it, and you can't live. How are you going to live?
Wow.
You know, so that's one of the systems. Now you have the other part of the equation where you have the white hats that they call that is coming with the quantum system. The quantum system will give you, it's not going to be spying on you like this system that they're trying to implement. So we have to wake up as a whole. Let's drop the racist stuff because we were too far in the game now. We've got to wake up and we've got to come together because they are the chemtrails that they're doing, the crisscross chemtrails, they're putting all kinds of stuff in the air that we breathe in and they have said, I don't know how true this is, but they have said that everybody that has taken the jab is going to be affected by that. It's going to be able to control their thinking and stuff like that. So that's why they're pushing so hard. So all these nano stuff that's in the chemtrails
nanotechnology
is going to affect them.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be affecting them.
Well, see, the one thing that people got to grasp I know, Billy, but one thing I believe people got to grasp is how to treat each other.
Well,
because in the midst of all of this distraction, people are forgetting about the Tikkun Olam, the healing the world. And people should choose to build people up, you know, not tear them down. And this is what a lot of people are experiencing. And, yeah, that's what our program's about. That's what we are, you know, that's what we're trying to, you know, do. But at the same time, I guess you do, you know, it's setting the example of how to be.
Yes. Yeah. And with Gabriel, with Caribbean Radio and Gabriel Entertainment, we're changing the world one step at a time. We need all your supports out here to ride the wave of what's yet to come.
Yeah. And so the thing is that, you know, that's what, you know, we're all trying to, you know, to achieve it. But, yeah, it's exactly like you said. People need to get out of this race narrative, get out of the racial mindset, get out of, oh, yeah, hey, you know, so what? I mean, the show, the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat, people are like, oh, you know what? You have a racist name on your title. I'm like, how is it racist? It's just a description. It's a description of, you know, of me, you know. And I'm just saying that I don't, unless, you know, if a person come at you in some ways and, you know, and say, hey, you know, you're a racist because you have the white Jewish queen like that. I'm like, hey, you know, how is that racist? It's a distraction. It's a stupid distraction when you think about it.
Well,
but anyways, but
one,
you know.
Well, number one, they got to understand one thing. Once they get their agenda accomplished, which we hope they don't, it's going to affect, regardless of what color you are, it's going to affect you. And when it's no money, when you have no money, they cut you off and you're trying to survive, what you going to do? You don't care what person's color is. You're trying to survive.
Right.
And you'll eat from the same table as anybody that is willing to serve you, whether it be black, Hispanic. You got to stop this madness because this is what's separating us, and that's why they're sitting back laughing at us because they're controlling us like sheep. That's what they say. They call us sheep. So,
and everybody, hold that thought. We're going to be right back because a lot of what Billy is touching upon is what's going on in everybody, the program, the chat reel. The Motown alumni with Billy, I mean, all of our programs, you know, even this one, the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat, there is no promotion of racism, but hold that thought. I'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Hold on.
Hello, and shalom, chat reelers. This is Dr. Denise Bacardis, metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I am one of the hosts of the chat reel with Billy and Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. I am here to announce another good friend of Billy Tappan and Friends, the writer of The Matrix and Terminator, the original Oracle herself, sci-fi writer, Oscar, and award-winning Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work of The Matrix and the Terminator movies? If you love these movies, you will love her books. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. That is The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. In this book, Sophia Stewart talks about cracking the genetic code. This is a must-read for those who love The Matrix and The Terminator. I am happy to announce this book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. It is also a recommended book on Goodreads, along with her other best-selling five-star books. Number one, The Third Eye, number The Mother of the Matrix, number 3, Matrix Trivia, all written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular and they are selling fast. Order your copy today. Don't forget, Sophia Stewart's books are available on Amazon, sold at your local Barnes & Noble bookstores. You can even purchase her book on Goodreads. You can also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supply runs out. The choice is yours, the blue pill or the red pill. Chat with you soon, real people. Bye-bye.
I'm on fire. Me never think twice. your balance, you better hold your balance. Nobody come here, come and have arrogance. Hold your balance, you may say, hold your balance. Nobody come here with no ignorance.
If you don't hold your balance, you sure gonna fall down.
And that's a pack of chimeras.
If you don't hold your balance, you surely gonna fall down.
Check it. Confuse your mind.
You got to stand up strong in a easier time.
I tell you one more time.
You're a champion. Try to understand.
Cause you was born as one.
You got to be a champion. You got to understand.
Stand up and be a man. I'm talking to each and every one.
CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. You are listening to the Black Jewish Queen, live chat with Dr. Denise Gotatis.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And we are joined with the host of The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. And he is also Motown alumni. He's on Alumni and Legends with Billy and Billy. Mr. Billy Tappan is with us, and we welcome him in our discussion. Today, we were discussing a little bit about the promotion of racism. Earlier, I had spoke about does the title of the program promote racism? And if you were listening in, you know the reason why we chose the name, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat, is it has nothing to do with racism. And I was just having a good discussion with Billy here about how racism is used as a distraction away from the things that people should be paying attention to. Now, coming back into conversation, Billy, some of the things I learned about, even with, you know, Tikkun Olam, just the way people, what Tikkun Olam really is for me. And for me, it's, of course, you know, Healing the World is something that we're doing here with the Caribbean Radio Show. And Tikkun Olam for me is me building people up. And, you know, it's about speaking good of all people, not worrying about what their skin color is, not worrying about what car they drive, not worrying about their societal status, whether they're rich or poor. Tikkun Olam should, it should promote people. It enables true friends to help one another and love one another, okay? And it's leaving all that crazy stuff alone. And Tikkun Olam, it you look for the best in your friends, your family members. You look for their good traits. You don't look for their, you know, the negative things about them. Everybody has something negative about them, but we should be looking for the good things. And not only should you be looking for the good things in people, it will cause you to just kind of brag and love on your fellow human being, your fellow man. It causes a, it's a way to bless people with a trueness and a sincerity. And this trueness and then this sincerity, you don't ask for nothing in return because it's selfless. It's giving yourself selflessly to the world, to people around you. And as you do that, that is the way that it should bring healing to the people around you. And if you if you're truly a person who seeks God's face and you truly love God, a lot of these issues with this racism promotion, with all of this stuff that's bad for people, with all the things that's trying to destroy people, this is the things that, you know, we should get away from, okay? And if we truly love God, when we do this and we give of ourselves to people, we don't expect nothing in return, okay? It's not just self-promotion. You're promoting other people, and that's what we are truly trying to do. And then I wanted to add in it, like, on the flip side, the most of the things like Lashon Hara.
This is CRS gossip, Radio, the Knowledge Station. You are listening to the Black Jewish Queen.
Which is gossip and everything else that is coming about with Lashon Hara. And excuse that was an extra introduction. I do not know how that happened. But anyways, with Lashon Hara, people, they go about, they gossip, they slander another person, okay? They try to give people a bad name, and they try to make people look bad. And this is the thing that people should try to stay away from, because Lashon Hara, according, you know, in Jewish faith, it's not a good thing. It's speaking venom on people, it's speaking gossip on people, and it's people tearing each other down. They try to tear another person down just to make themselves look good. That's what they're trying to do. And Lashon Hara is something that everybody should stay away from. And, you know, I think in some ways the Tikkun Olam, it's a spiritual thing. It's more than just, you know, a person's action. It's a spiritual thing. And Lashon Hara is something that people can just stay away from. You know, when people like a good gossip, a good piece of juicy gossip from about somebody or somebody else's life, they always team up against the person, and the person passing the gossip around, it's always an attack on an innocent human being. And these are the things that we should probably try to stay away from, because Lashon Hara is also rooted in jealousy, low self-esteem. And people, you know, most of the people dealing with this, you know, as a psychotherapist, most people dealing with this kind of thing, it leads, you know, they need abuse counseling because they've been hurt and they go about hurting other people and they make a practice of it and they think it's funny. But you know what I'm saying? This is why the world needs so bad that Tekken Olam, Billy. We need it so bad. And
No doubt.
I want to get your take on it. But, you know, that's what I've observed. You know, when people start getting, like, the basics, we have to, even though, I mean, we are, everybody's so technologically advanced, okay? Everybody consider this a technologically advanced society. But the thing about technology is everybody forget the basics. We have to go back to the basics of how to treat each other. And, you know, in the Jewish faith, it's the basics of just those commandments. Even the Christian faith is the basics of the commandments. You know, love your neighbor like you love yourself. That's what Tikkun Olam is. So.
Exactly. And, see, people don't get it. It's like, okay, if you believe in a creator and you believe in the Bible, you know a lot of things that the media is feeding out is not about God. It's about the other part of that situation, which is the bad situation. And we feed off into that nonsense. We know that some of these things that are being fed to us is a bunch of lies. You know, when God created man and woman, that's what he created. You know, now they want you to take and believe, and this is the way everybody should think. And, you know, I have no problems with what people do, but, you know, I think it's gotten to the point where people are being more acceptable to this in terms of everything that's going on instead of saying, you know, we're not going to take it. We're not going to tolerate it. And there was a pushback with Bud Light. They went with something on their can that wasn't acceptable to the majority of Bud Light listeners, or not listeners, but drinkers. So it's got to be, if you're going to be about men and women in this society and people in general, humans in general, we've got to, according to God's will, not what we think and what we feel inside. You know, that's something totally different. But we have to go by God's word. That's all we have right now. You know, that's all the information we've been taught from day one. You know, I mean, if there's something else that we're not aware of, that's not what God's will is, then that's yet to be seen or heard. But at this stage of the game, we got to stop accepting all this nonsense. When do we, the woke, when are we going to stop? Just stop. You don't have to feed into that. Rebuke that. That's the only thing I say about society. Otherwise, there's not going to be society because you're going right the way they want you to go, and you're going to end up going to the camps because that's in the makings. As we sit back here and talk to the masses, that's what's going to happen if people don't get it together.
That's right. And, you know, Billy, I'm at a point because things have been just – sometimes I'll sit back and I'll listen and I'll look at the way people are reacting to things. And you know that, you know, you could just feel it is people, it's manipulation. And
exactly.
I'm at a point where I don't care what anyone says bad about me, you know. That's at the point I'm at. I'm slow to take offense to things. Even if I know what they did, if it was something that they did bad to me, I try not to take too much offense to it, because these people, they do such things. They're trapped. They're in a trap, and I could see it. I could see it. They may not. I mean, I guess it's a spiritual thing, and a lot of the times people are speaking ill of others just to try to tear them down. You know, if you entrust like a family friend, a close member with something that happened traumatic in your life and they go about like, you know, spreading it around, you know that you're dealing with a hurt person. Okay. You're dealing with a hurt person that like a good thing of gossip and everything. And I know the way today's society is, this stuff is being promoted. Like, I got you before you could get me. I'm hurting you before you could hurt me. Everybody needs to take a step back in order to protect yourself. Sometimes you got to pull yourself back from situations like that and from people who you know hate you. And they will hate you for no good reason. You don't have to do anything to people. You can be as sweet to people as you want, but sometimes you got to pull back, because when you pull back, you're setting that example of how to be to people. You know, and don't let, when people do you wrong or do evil to you, don't let it stop you from being the person that God meant for you to be. You're meant to be a good person, okay? You're meant to be a good person. And the way that I mean, on a personal note, on a personal level, the way I kind of try to practice this is I try to bless, it will be good for people to try to bless others. But you know what? It'll be good when we see the day when people try to out-bless each other.
Right.
And some people I don't feel like that.
Right.
But
well, this is the thing that people have to understand with the with what's going on in the world. You know, the Hollywood runs pretty much everything as far as with Washington and things of that nature. But when they invented the television, tells you exactly, because they have to tell you exactly what they're doing behind the scenes. I'm talking about the evil ones. You know, tell a lie vision. That's what it is. Tell a lie vision. It's called television.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, in anything they show you, they have the knowledge, and they are well more advanced in technology than what we can even imagine. They have been so advanced probably since the early 1900s, you know, in terms of all this technology. So they can stage anything they want to stage because Hollywood is a part of the whole situation. You know, if you want to say two places where probably evil exists, it's probably the Vatican and Hollywood. That's my opinion. So, you know, when you want to design something and put people in fear, you're going to make some things happen. You're going to show, you know, different ships, and we know that they have got them. They've been working on that for years. So they're going to stage a scare tactic. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say the enemy is coming, and actually they're the enemy. So we got to be prepared for what yet's to come, because they're already giving you, they're already showing you blatantly all these ships. And you don't have to look at it this way. If they have these kind of ships, and you see that they claim they shot some ships down in 49, you know, anybody that comes into this dimension and know that we are probably the most primitive society in the universe, they're not going to come in here. You're not going to shoot them down. That's not going to happen. That was just some testing that they were probably doing. That's just my opinion of that. But they're going to do a stage show, trust me. And people are going to freak.
Yeah.
So people
well,
that are
know,
wise enough to realize, you know, they're going to do it. They're going to make it happen.
It's all kinds of scenarios. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of scenarios that could happen. But I don't
know.
I mean, go ahead.
Check this out. You know, they have, like I said, they have the quantum system. That is the system that is the right system to have for our society, where everybody is blessed. Then they had their other system. Now, the quantum system was supposed to come out when Bush was in office. So when I'm talking about Bush Sr., when the towers were struck, well, they ended up destroying it because it was supposed to be announced that day that the quantum system was going to be put up. And society, all the people that were owed money from what they stole were going to get their money back. So the Bushes and Cheney and all those guys were involved into that situation as far as, you know, hitting the Pentagon, where all the records and things were taken, you know, was there for it. So they destroyed everything. Remember they talked about all the trillions of dollars that was gone because of that missile going into that Pentagon. So we have terrorized our own country, basically. So, you know, people
now,
have to wake up
the,
all over.
The thing about this is there some, like, you know, I want to, the evidence of the this things happening to the towers, do they have the evidence of it?
They got it. They got
you know
evidence.
What I mean?
Yeah, they got it. But being that you're corrupt, you know, they're not going to show that evidence. So if you go back and look at how they've treated this past President Trump, and, you know, like I said, yeah, he was not in terms of how he's delivered situations and vocalized things, he probably wasn't the best at it, but we didn't have this issue happening. We didn't have countries ready to invade us. We had a great economy with him, and they are doing everything they can to control this guy or keep this guy in office, because if he gets in office, everything's going to be exposed. That is why
right.
they're throwing so many stones. Now, who does that to a president? Who takes and goes and runs an indictment and pulls him out of his home, or well, he wasn't there, but actually go through all of his stuff, and then you're sitting there throwing all kinds of cases on him? It's ridiculous.
Right.
30-something
yeah.
counts. Are you serious? But you're not looking at the other side of what Biden has done. Biden has sold this country out to China, him and his son.
Wow.
But no, they don't want to raise that. See, it used to be a time when news is news. When you had Walter Cronkite on, and with him, it was a straight mainstream, everybody news. So if the Democrats did something bad, they were exposed. If the Republicans did anything bad, they were exposed. But now it's like, okay, we're our Democrats, so we're going to control the narrative. So that's what they're doing. They're controlling the narrative. Now they're bringing in this Daniels lady.
What I have to say is, just as it is the division with the Democrats, the Republicans, just as the racial divisions, because, see, I am noticing that some of the people have begun to equate, because you are a black person, you're a Democrat, or because
yeah.
you're a white person, you're a Republican. To me, all of this is like a big trick.
It's a big trick of the devil.
A big trick of the devil, because that's what I mean. It's like, you know, that's why people, in order to get healed, they have to just go back to the basics of becoming better within themselves before they could even tackle these situations that's happening. Because, you know, when people start to just focus like on the war, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get my arms, I'm going to go out and I'm going to attack these people. People really can't do anything without the strength of God behind them. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
But let me ask you this question. Now, what did Trump do? What did he do for them to hate him so much?
It's like for all of them in office, you know, even I noticed a lot of the hate starting, you know, with Obama. It started to where people in the Dem, you know, they were everybody, because they were black, they were thinking that everybody black liked Obama. And just the same with Trump, everybody white liked Trump. It seems like that the both of the presidents, it seems like the situations are paralleling themselves. And both of those presidents is some type of a racial divide, if you know what I mean. You know, because a lot of the black people got mad at Trump for, you know, certain things, and a lot of the white people got mad at Obama for certain things. Not to say each argument was not, each person that got offended by something that these leaders did to offend them, you know, not to say that it's not justified or anything, but I think that's where the distraction began, even though if you know, people do a good thing, Billy, there's people that's going to find something wrong. And I think the main thing that they used was race to do this.
Oh, no doubt. But listen to this. Everybody loved this man before he came in office. This man was
right.
around
Everybody did.
Black people all the time. He's at all the sporting events. When it came to boxing
yep.
and that, he always had friends. But they tried to tame him
yeah.
and say, this guy is a racist. He is not a racist, but you cannot say anything that Biden has done for America since he's been in office. I've talked to several Democrats, and I asked them, what has he done other than crash the economy? This is why Trump is trying to straighten this stuff out.
I know a lot of people got mad at him with that Charlotte riot, which saying the Jews will not replace us. It was certain things because, of course, I mean, I'm not against, you know, President Trump, but at the same time, there were things when he was in office even made me mad as a black person that certain things that should not, you know, have occurred. But at the same time, yeah, I liked Trump. I was hoping that he would win because he was a better choice.
Well, I think what happened is the misconception of Trump's words. He may not deliver it as well as most presidents have in the past, but I would tell you this much. The guy has delivered on what he said. And the reason why now they're bringing up the storming situation, you know, all this is just
that's ridiculous,
evil wickedness.
If you ask me.
Yeah. I mean, what they do to Clinton? They didn't
that's
do a
ridiculous.
Thing to Clinton. Clinton did this. This is bad. They didn't do anything to him.
Monica and Lewinsky, right in the White House. I mean, this is ridiculous. I do not think, I do disagree, and people could quote me on this. I don't care. I'm not a political person, and no, I don't. I think, you know, I have my opinions of the presidents, but I do think that it is totally ridiculous for them to go after him because of some sexual encounter. I don't,
and it's all distraction.
It's not even. That's just. This is Stormy Daniels. This thing's happened years ago. Come on. How many years ago? I mean, don't the statute of limitations wear out?
No.
I understand, you know, people were angry at him. People were angry at Obama. Obama, though, wasn't it illegal to have drones going over to foreign countries and shooting? Wasn't it? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
But if the media keeps on pounding away at something, people don't think for themselves. They want to visualize what they perceive it to be, and it's not what they're looking at. The bottom line is that we're in worse shape than we've ever been in the history of this world, in the history of this country, in terms of everything collapsing, money they're stealing while we're sitting here on the phone talking. They're stealing from us. They're using stuff, you know, like over there. And also now the money over there to Ukraine. And nobody knows the real true story because they're not going to tell you the whole true story. And the whole true story is simply this, and this is just my opinion. It's an opportunity for them to send money over there, which they've been doing, their banking system, so they get the president gets a cut, all that. But also it's a big way to actually take the kids through there for the kidnapping of the kids and taking them. So this is why Russia went in there. They're lying and saying Russia went in there because they wanted to take over the country. It was nothing like that. He was sick and tired of seeing all this transporting of young, innocent kids that comes up missing every day.
Boy, you gotta send
got
me some
like,
links because I want to look into this. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you,
it's
this is what it.
Ooh,
it's
a lot. I mean, I want to see.
It's a big situation. There's money over there that Obama, all of them had money over there in them banks. So quite naturally, they want to protect so they can keep the child trade going. You know, you can't tell me on this planet.
And then see, that's some crazy stuff right there. The sex trafficking. That should not even be happening to the innocents.
Thank you.
But
so all
you gotta give me some links and
I will.
I'm interested. Okay.
All these satellites and you can't find one missing kid. Something's wrong with that picture.
Yep.
And so
exactly,
Putin got tired of that. He got tired of that. So you just got to expose the situation for what it is. Now the scary part about it. Is as the United States are getting weaker, you got China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, which is a part of China and Russia now. So now you got a big problem. You got a real big problem because you got some superpower that's behind them that you once had. You had Saudi at least. Now you don't have Iraq. You don't have 209 countries. You don't have them anymore.
Wow.
Because they walked away from the table
mm-hmm.
and said, we're not using your dollar. Because everything, our innocent kids have lost their lives because of their nonsense, because of their greed. They sit there and lie to us time after time about why we're going to war. Look what they did to Saddam. They found out he had no nuclear
weapon. You know
what? And they knew it.
It's like you cannot trust man to run anything. That's why we need Mashiach. Everybody in Israel, you know, Mashiach. Human control is making a mess out of everything. You know, it's going to take God's intervention to straighten this mess out.
See, this is my philosophy, and I know it can work. If you have the right people, you got to downsize the government, and you need to have every state in our country controlling their whole budget. I'm talking about some real Einstein people that can put a nice budget together that's going to help their city, their state, and let them come together to Washington as maybe 50 members or 100 on both sides, Republicans and Democrats and independents. Go in there and take care of business like they used to do, and go home to your jobs. You don't have two or three houses around the country. That's just blatant stealing. You're getting kickbacks from corporations, which should be illegal.
Wow.
It is illegal, but they're getting away with it. So you need to get all them old heads out of there that's been teaching these younger groups of people that are coming in as senators and congressmen how to steal legally. So you got to get them out of there. You got to start from scratch. And you got to have term limits. You know, you got to have term limits, and they can say what they want to say. Nothing can get done with term limits, just they can. If you got $150,000, cut their pay, $150,000, let these college students come in here, let them learn, and let them learn the fact that they're working for the people, not for them. They're working for themselves
right now.
Right. We have to take this country back. We have to take it back with love, and we have to be committed. If you want to live in this world, it's affecting everybody. You got to take this country back. Otherwise, we're going to be in bad shape. And by 2030, forget about it. If we haven't resolved the situation before 2030, that's the market number. So if we don't correct this, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Trust me. Follow what I say, and I will try to find these links because I study this quite a bit. And it's coming in terms of what everything's going to look like by 2030. If we don't overcome.
And I know God sent you back here for a reason.
Yes, I truly believe that. But I'm saying because you look at everything, the quantum system is what we need to have. That's going to be fairness. That's going to be that's going to give everybody, all beings on this planet will get what's owed to them, what's been stolen from them, from the elites. That's why we need the quantum system. The system they're talking about, we definitely don't want that.
Now, what exactly is a quantum system? Is it like a?
It's a computer system, but it's unhackable. And what it does, it's something that was supposed to be announced. It's been on the desk for years
know why I'm kind of leery of the computers. Leery of
different.
A computer taking full control. Because of the fact that, you know, it's been robots created and the AI.
But this system is different. Yeah, this system is created differently. It's not created to take any control, but it's created to give retributions to people that have been cheated, been stolen from. I'm talking about on masses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the St. Germain Trust is one of them that's been for the people, and it's worth billions and billions of dollars, and it's actually been on the desk because Kennedy was actually going to announce that it had been a different world back then.
A quantum system? But yeah, Billy, I don't know. I wouldn't want artificial intelligence ruling over me.
Those things are
created by man.
Well, this is the thing, though. No, the information was by benevolent beings that set this quantum system up. The other system is what they're going to do.
And that's my worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
if it's, what I'm saying is if it's not from God, if it's from beings? What are the, who are these beings? You know what I'm saying?
Beloved. They're probably from God, I would imagine, if they're beloved. They gave them the system to actually work with.
Oh, you mean now, angels?
Now this is something that is intriguing about it, because it was on Kennedy's desk to announce the Nassar-Gassar situation, and that means wealth for everybody. You know, because there's been trust set up. There's money that they stole, the elite stole, so all that money returns, the bankers, all of them that are involved, returns back to the people. Now, that's through the quantum system, and they know it. That's why they're fighting, because they know that Trump was going to implement that in his second term. Every president has had this on the desk to announce that, but the greed got into the way.
Well, yeah, but as far as computers taking over and a benevolent being that I know nothing about, I would have to check him out because,
well, one
you
thing
know
you
me,
don't
Billy.
Want.
Uh-uh. Not
yeah.
in the AI.
One thing
man,
you don't
you
want.
Know, because man, yeah, but I'm just saying that I don't know. For me,
well, one thing you don't want, Denise, you don't want the system that they're trying to go with that's going to interfere, because with the technology they've got now, finally following up with the nanoparticles that we're breathing in, that system's going to control, and that's not the quantum system. So there's a war between.
Well, who's to say that these beings are not trying to destroy man in order to take over this world for themselves, though? See,
well,
we got to be careful.
That could have happened thousands of years ago. So there's nobody here.
Well, who's to say that they didn't interfere and cause what's happening to us now, this evilness?
Oh, they did interfere.
Citra Akra. And I'm saying that if they are the ones that's causing man to fight against man so they can have the whole planet for themselves, who's to say that they are not, they put on the face of being nice to humans and man and stuff, and then who's to say that they are like, okay, we're going to get these people against those people and these people against those people.
Well,
after they destroy each other, we're going to take over.
Well, this is what
divide
it is.
And conquer.
You're dealing with entities that are not from here, that is running this government, running the world, actually. They're not a part of this
Ooh.
World. They're not even a part of it. They've been here since the first beginning of time. You can call them fallen angels.
If it's not Mashiach, I ain't interested in them. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the ones that's creating all the ruckus. These are the ones that's creating all the wars. These are the ones that are making up stuff, you know what I'm saying, to get
right.
us to go to war, because
mm-hmm.
they fund both sides of the whole situation. These are treasonous entities, and they're not from here. We got to understand we're not dealing with human beings behind this whole equation. So you
right.
get them
you remember
out of,
those black-eyed kids?
Yeah.
Remember the black-eyed kids, the reptilian,
yeah.
all of this other
yeah.
stuff.
Now, you have two sides of the reptilians. You got the good side of them. You got the bad side. We got the bad ones here, and they're the ones that's running everything. And they're just puppeteering everything. They couldn't control Trump. That's why. They couldn't control him. So it's like they brung him on because they thought they controlled him. But they found out they couldn't, so they're throwing all kinds of stones and stuff at him to make sure he could never run. Why would you do that?
Now,
because you're scared.
Now, Billy, you got some inside information I'm interested in. Now I'm going to see what your material is.
Yeah.
I want to see this.
I'll be sending you stuff. Because I'm always digging.
Okay.
I'm always digging. And, you know, my conscience tells me basically we're on the right track. Because if we don't get the quantum system, then everybody's going to perish financially. The quantum system is going to be fair. It's going to be what's owed to you, what has been stolen, your land, everything else. It's what's been stolen, along with money. So,
because
you know, everybody may not be millionaires.
Why can't people go back to basics and trust just the living God, you know,
because
and be fair? Why can't they trust in him dealing with them and causing these things to come about? Because that's the way I feel. I mean, well, I know that you have an opinion. Everybody do. But that's the way I feel. I feel that he's the one to get us back on track because he created us.
Well, we went away from that. We allowed this entity to tell us what to do, what not to do, and what by you having your head in that TV.
Exactly.
They turn you and take control of you. And they're like, oh, we got to go over here because Iran did this and they did that, and they're just lying. They're lying because while they're doing that, they're doing something else behind the scenes. So they got your kids going over there fighting and dying for a lie. And you don't get
right.
the other side of the news. You don't get the news from over
right.
there. When
and
the
you
States
know,
starts
it's going to take
stuff,
it's going to take God to remove those evil, the evil out of here. It's going to take him.
And it's coming.
It's going to take some intervention. Right.
I'm going to tell you this. If we don't get Trump back in there, we're pretty much done, because I don't really trust in DeSantis. I like what he
right.
did with Florida, but I don't really trust
mm-hmm.
that situation, because I think he's just doing it so he can be elected president. Now, with Trump, I believe that he is going after them, and he's going after them hard after this. So if he doesn't get convicted and he gets a chance to run and he gets back in, I think we're going to have a better world. I don't think we're going to have issues like we have now. You know, although
yeah.
the demons will keep on trying to do what they do until they're taken out of the game. So
right.
that's the whole thing.
And, you
so
know,
when you
I'm thinking
that, you know, when you have people or entities
that
are running the system, you know what I'm saying, and they're untouchable,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they blame it on the human beings. Well, they're being controlled and puppeteered by these entities, and it goes higher
Ooh.
Than the Rothschilds. Rothschilds is answering to some entities, as well
uh-huh.
as the Vatican. Vatican
Ooh.
Is also. All secrets lies in the Vatican. All the secrets.
Hmm.
Everything. So we have to wake up and start prevailing towards the common goal, love. They can't stay around. If you have love, they cannot. The power of love means more than anything else. And they have to leave. They have to leave. But until we
yeah,
come along,
they
keep the confusion going. Yeah, as long as you keep the confusion going on, they're going to be around here and can keep on controlling. Now, why isn't it against law for them to be up in the air taking and spraying those skies? Nobody's doing a thing about that. All the congressmen, they know what's going on. Nobody's doing a thing. But if there was some rest taking
yeah.
place, you'll see a different situation. So you got all these
mm-hmm.
things hand in hand. They've got a quantum. They got a med bed out. It hasn't came out yet, but it's a bed that takes care of every aspect of your body. If you got cancer, it's gone. You know, if you want to look younger, it'll take you back to that age. This is on the upcoming. This is coming. This is from the benevolent beings. If you want different eye colors, boom, you can have that. You know, but it heals you from every part. If you lost a limb, it grows it back. So this
All
is an amazing thing, and they're
God.
Suppressing it. Yeah, and they're suppressing
mm-hmm.
this. So once they get these people out of the way, then this will come, because that is the future. You know what I'm saying? You can live.
Right.
If you want to live forever, you can live that. But I don't want to live forever like that. You know what I'm saying? But you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice. You can say, no, I just
mm-hmm.
want to live to maybe 100. You know what I'm saying? But you're still looking
mm-hmm.
like you're 25 years old. So, you know, you don't know what the situation is. That's why I say when you go and act like, well, I want to take and do this and I want to live forever, you don't know what the future is going to bring. It might be horrible. You know what I'm saying? You gotta
right,
try to cure
right.
yourself to die. You know, so it's like, no,
well,
I'll
you
just
know,
go,
we're
going
to have
know.
To talk. We sure are going to have to talk further about this, maybe,
sure.
you know, with some more, because
yeah.
I'm kind of interested in some of the things that you said about.
I'll be sending you stuff
you
over.
Know,
I'll be sending you stuff over to digest.
You send me stuff over
and
you come back on and we could talk some more.
Yes, we'll definitely
And I'll
do
talk
that.
On the chat
we'll
reel.
Yeah.
We're going to be
yes,
talking
yes,
on the chat
yes.
reel and.
Oh,
yes.
yeah, no doubt. So I hope people got something out of this, you know. I really do.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Because we love everybody.
I know they do.
We love everybody. Yeah.
Yes, we
so.
Do. Yes, we do.
Yep.
And we don't badmouth anybody, even if they badmouth us. If you know,
that's, right.
that's the way I am. They could be as mad at me as they want to. I'm not, you know, even if it's something personal they share. You don't go out and spread people's business. You don't go acting like a snake. Even if they're acting like a snake to you, you don't do that.
Wait,
that will keep stuff going. And you know what? Me personally, I don't speak venom on nobody. because I'm not a snake.
You keep killing him with kindness. That's what you do. You
That's
kill them
right.
with kindness. And no matter how hateful they are, they can't take it. That they can't take the kindness. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to relate to that. So that's what it is.
That's
we
right.
have to show more love on this planet to get people to move out of the way and get off this planet because they don't belong here. They don't
that's
belong
right.
here. They've been here
that's
for centuries.
Right.
Running the back
well,
in biblical times, they were here. You know?
Yep.
So, but and
yep.
once again, if
the
anybody was going
maybe,
to come
huh?
here, yeah,
those
other opinions. Yeah, but
yeah.
see, this is the thing.
But
if you want to take and change, if anybody wanted to come here to destroy this planet or take over this planet, they'd have been doing, they'd have been done that.
At,
you know?
At this time, I want to thank you, Billy, for coming on because this has been a wonderful discussion. We got to discuss this some more. And thank everybody
oh.
for listening to the Black Jewish Queen
thank
Live Chat. Time went by really fast. But thank
yes,
you, Billy.
Did. You're more than welcome. You
Thank
guys
you.
Have a great evening or afternoon or wherever you're at. We're out of here.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be talking to you soon.
Bye.